Brian Barker from Utica, Michigan, was a forward for the Yellow Jackets from 1995 through 1997. He made two trips to the NCAA Final Four, was a two-time All-American, and in 2015 was inducted into the UW Superior Athletic Hall of Fame. So let's go back to the mid-1990s, and you are a young player at Northern Michigan University, and then the next fall you end up on the campus of UW Superior. What went into that decision that brought you here?
Well, it was a tough decision, that's for sure. Since I had a full scholarship to be playing at Northern Michigan and was kind of redshirted, medical redshirted my first year. So the second year I didn't have too good of a year. And in the third year, things just, again, a little bit better, but still kind of a lot of frustrations on the ice mostly, you know, with being a part of the lineup and playing time and whatnot. And Northern Michigan, the Wildcats were kind of on a downslide and struggling at that time too. So it was a very difficult situation, and hockey really was not becoming fun anymore. Any element. I mean, of course there's always work involved with hockey and hard work and all that. It's not what I mean. What I mean is it just, you know, became a job, and it kind of dawned on me that it was time to make a change. And That summer, I let my parents know that I was leaving a scholarship, which was a difficult conversation, and let the coach know. But at that time, I'm not sure what the rule is now. If you were to transfer D1 to D1, you had to sit out an entire year. And I wanted to play hockey. I had any interest in sitting out or anything like that any longer. And so I did a little tour. I went out east first, visited some schools at the D3 level. D2 is, as you know, there's not too many schools back then. There were very few, if any. And then I came back west. The reason I'm going out east is because, you know, I didn't know many people and was thinking of just getting away and getting a fresh start. But then when I came back west and visited some schools and the NCHA, it hit home and felt like home. And saw a lot of guys I played against in juniors in the USHL and in North American League, and who were already playing in this league, you know, and I felt like I had to be back in my area, Midwest, so to speak.
So you land in Superior. I know your roommate Dustin Fall, who was also at Northern Michigan with you, played a bit of a role in that. Talk about your experience in your 2 years here.
He did. Dustin, of course, had made the move after his freshman year at Northern, so we briefly knew each other for a season. And I did visit other schools in NCHA, and I just, you know, I didn't get the vibe. And then having Dustin and again, a part of that, and saying, you know, you'll be a fit in here from what he knew of me before, was huge. And then actually Coach Nelson, he just, by recruiting, not recruiting, but just coming there and talking to him was enormous. He was fabulous. He, from the get-go, was like, we want you here. We want you to be a part of this team. He wanted to take me in right away. It made me feel a part of the team. And it's not like you're going to make a difference right away. So where I was coming from, I was already kind of on a downer and frustrated and disappointed. And I just kind of needed that little spark to lift me up. And then Dustin, of course, said, yeah, you could even room with me. So I had a roommate right away, and that was helpful. And Superior became my choice, and I definitely 100% don't regret that, and I'm grateful to this day for that choice.
So you're here for 2 years, two trips to the Final Four, lead the team in scoring. Ultimately, your bag full of talent got you into the Hall of Fame here, and that's a wonderful honor that was, and a very deserving honor that was bestowed upon you. But graduation comes, it's time to move on. So where do we go from here?
Yeah, that moniker, bag full of talent. Not going to lose it, am I?
No, that's stuck.
Thank you, Coach Nelson, for that one. I think he meant that in a mean way during one locker room speech. I think not the mean way, a motivating way, and it's stuck, and it's hilarious all these years later. But just a comment: my 2 years, 2 years there were great. Great teammates like yourself, John, and Timmy Walsh, and of course Dustin Fall and Brett Shaback. All kinds of guys that have just treated me like a teammate, and all that contributed to just giving me some confidence back. And I think that led to certainly a lot of some individual and personal success. But ultimately, what I was happy about was that contributed to the team success and heck, being in a Final Four for the first time in River Falls that year, facing a Middlebury College who beat us twice, unfortunately, just that feeling was great. And wanting to go back the next senior year and to face Middlebury in that championship was great. Unfortunately, came up a goal short, but beating Norwich in double overtime was fantastic. And again, just being with the guys, that camaraderie, getting confidence back, it just changed. It helped everything. Like, schooling, and when I, at the end there at Northern, my schooling, the hockey was going away, so the schooling went down. It's just a whole life experience. And then Superior just rebuilt that for me. And just, I enjoyed the classes I had there at the university. The professors were phenomenal. I wish I could remember some of their names, but they were great. And from there it was, I had such a great experience at Superior. I got a job right out of college there in town, but it wasn't too long after that job I realized I wanted to maybe play some more hockey, and ended up down in Madison in the United Hockey League for a few months, and realized, I think my career of a hockey player is complete. I had a communications degree, which was fantastic, but ultimately I had to move back to the Detroit area to kind of get back to my roots and find out and use some connections as to where my next career would be and vocation, so to speak. So I moved back to the Detroit area. I start off with some hockey connections, of course. That was a big part of it. End up in some sales and some advertising and business. Those are fine jobs, paying the bills, but I just didn't feel fulfilled. And then it wasn't until a chance meeting with an old teacher friend of mine who asked me if I was interested in education. And I thought, I don't have a teaching degree or a license right now. And they're like, that's okay. As long as you work towards that, you can do it. So why don't you give it a shot? He was looking for, they were looking for a teacher at a school, at a Catholic school near my house. And they're like, we really need somebody, just left in the middle of the year. Could you help fill this role? I said, with no experience in a classroom setting, I'll give it a shot. And I've been in education for the last almost 20 years, ever since that day. So I'm actually now vice principal at a pre-kindergarten through eighth grade Catholic school, and it's fantastic. As the assistant principal, it's every day is great.
Was the first job, was that Advanced Datacom?
That's correct. Advanced Datacom, that was a job where I sat in a cubicle and did some cold calling for 8 hours a day. And that was definitely not my personality. And after coming off of a hockey career, college hockey career, that was certainly a difficult transition. So it didn't take long to say, I think I want to go back and play some hockey.
You also brought up the Norwich game in double overtime. And people who listen to our broadcasts regularly will hear in our opening montage Chris Mehring screaming Brian Barker scores, the Jackets are going to the championship game. So that game holds probably a little more meaning instead of just being a Final Four and getting into a national championship game. A little personal meaning too, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That is good. I'm happy. That's funny to hear that. Chris Mehring, great guy. And that's funny. That's a montage. Yeah, that game was, I tell you, that bar, it was great because, as you well know, John, that place, we had gone to the double overtime, and so the second game, semifinal was after us, so it was literally filled to the rafters, an old barn, and everyone's getting tired, and Dave Gratian was playing great, their goalie was playing great. It didn't seem like that game was ever going to end, and Paul Jay from St. Albert, Alberta, found the puck in the corner somehow, got it out to me, and I just let her go, and I saw it hit the back of the net, and then all of a sudden there was like, I don't know, I felt like there was like this silence for a split second. I'm like, did that count? Is that going to count? Or is it, or what? And the next thing you know, everyone's on top of me, and we're going to the national championship. So that was a pretty exciting moment in my career, as well as Jacket history, I guess. So, that was fun.
For KUWS Radio Sports and Where Are They Now, I'm John Garber.